So I got involved with Iditarod because a very good friend of mine from Ketchikan, whose name is Sarah Justine Black, who is a teacher in Ketchikan, but also extremely close friend of Ray Reddington's, who did this every year. And she would go to Nome and she would do the trail mail and she would go to Ray's and she would talk about mushing. And I said, boy, I should do that one day. And finally one day, that was 2009, she said, you're going. So she took me to Nome with her. We stayed in the Polaris Hotel, which some people will recognize. It's no longer there. And I volunteered for everything that you could volunteer for in Nome. I worked in the dog lot. I worked on the desk. I worked, they call it security, but mostly it's keeping people out of the chute for the winter. And just whatever they wanted me to do, I was like, okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. Since that time, I have now switched over to trail comms. This is my third year in trail comms. It'll be my third year in safety. That seems to be a home for me. I like safety. It's a kind of an unusual checkpoint. And this year I was also in McGrath, and that's where you found me. Last year I got a chance to go to Yetna and safety. So now it's McGrath and safety. And I hope I'll get to do this for a long time. And it's just a... I met so many people, and that could be the mushers, that's their dogs. I have good friends amongst mushers now that I don't live in an area where we have mushers, although we do have an Iditarod musher. That would be Angie Taggart, who ran in 2011 and 2013. But I have good friends about people up in snow country that I correspond with year round and have spent some time with. I've had a chance to go mushing. And they've become very good friends. And I wouldn't give that up for anything. It's been great. So I am here today and involved with Iditarod because I've gotten so much satisfaction out of helping. This is such a huge undertaking. And being able to actually help smooth the cogs or be a piece and get a piece done and make it easier for the mushers. And you know, when a musher says, thank you, you made that easier for me, or you made that easier for my, if it's not the musher, maybe it's a family member. Oh, I'm so glad you were here to explain why, whatever. That's why I do it. I love the dogs. I would go sleep with the dogs probably, but I continue to do it because one, they need volunteers and they need people that are just willing to fill in and do stuff to make this race happen. And I really love this race. So one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences actually happened in my first year. And I'd gotten left in charge of the dog lot in Nome for a couple of hours. The manager was in making space for other dogs. And I had someone come in and say, hey, you've got one of our drop dogs. And I said, okay, well, you can have him. His name is Beamer. And she's like, yep. And I said, you're gonna have to sign for him. And she goes, yep. And this lovely young woman, whose name is Bridget, came over and she picked up this dog and she signed for him. She took off. And only later did I find out that this was a dog off Alan Moore's team, who was a yearling, had made it 800 miles. And I ended up even on their webpage giving Beamer back to Bridget, who's Alan's daughter. And it was just the sheer joy of the dog getting reunited with his pseudo mom, I guess, his sister, maybe in one way to put it. And I got to know Alan and Allie and Bridget and some of their family, and they just epitomized that to me. And it hooked me on those personalities, on the people that care more about their dogs than anything else, that know, you know, that are the first thing they want to do is get their dog back in their kennel, and they're just as joyful as you can be about it. It's cool. What I know for sure in life is there will be change after change after change, and by gosh, you better be ready for it and take it one day at a time.